Aseret Yudzayin Seif Chof. Merichat Yadayim Tamishcha. To go and put cream, hand cream. Also, Lemorach is Yadayim Bamishcha Shinoada Limnoa Yovesh Uladen Efa O. Aber Mutter Losach is Yadayim Agof Beshem Nozli. A person is not allowed to go and use hand cream, which is made to go and help you prevent your hands from being dry and to go and make soft the skin. Why? Because using cream is a problem for Mamarech. He wants to go and make it smooth on his hands. Now, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But if he has oil which is liquidy, even if it is thickish oil, you're allowed to use that because there's no problem for Mamarech with something which is not thick. Thick oil is not considered thick. It has to be something which is more thick than the oil. Therefore, a person is allowed to put on his hands thick oil, but you shouldn't put on his hands any sort of cream, because cream is something which one smoothes, and one's not allowed to smooth one's hands on Shabbos. V'ayinu b'mokim shurigidim la'aseh t'asikah hazeh after shloi b'tzorch refu'ah. Now, because like we said before, there is a problem from healing on Shabbos. One's not allowed to heal oneself on Shabbos. Any substance which is a medicine which does healing, you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. So, if a person would go and use oil on Shabbos, then it looks as if he wants to go and heal his hands. Healing his hands not allowed on Shabbos. If people use oil on weekdays, then we'll say he's also allowed to use it because people use it on weekdays even though that it's not meant for healing. Therefore, a child, which a lot of people put on the child, oil, smelling oil, such things, and since a normal person puts on a child oil, even in the weekdays, not for healing, therefore you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. But there's two problems. That means we've got two problems here. We've got one problem which is considered healing on Shabbos, that you have to get over if you use oil in a way that one usually uses oil in the weekday, then you have no problem from healing. The problem from Mamaria is if it is a thick substance, then you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos because you are smoothing out. Se'if chof alef, merichat mishka al aponim, to put cream on one's face. Also, limroach mishka al gabi aponim, going mashin ragin, noshim nasin nadoi. A person is not allowed to go and put cream on one's face. Like the lady sometimes puts cream on the face, one's not allowed to put cream on the face because the cream is made in a way that you make it smooth on the goof. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. We did say before, a cream which is made in order to absorb in the goof is allowed, but it's only allowed when it is for healing reasoning. Then we say, when you go another way, since it is a machlokes, we allow you to use it itself before if it is for healing. But in a normal status, one's not allowed to use cream on Shabbos. Se'if chof beis. Nesina sfatom or odem b'sfatayim. A person who puts on lipstick. Also limroach sfatom or odem ala sfatayim ben sheyesh po teva ben kasher heim shkufim. A person is not allowed to put on red or lipstick or any sort of colors, even if it is not color, even if it's only see-through. There's a problem for Mamarech, like we said before, because you're smoothing it on its substance. Smoothing is not allowed. You've also got Issa from Tzivea. There's your coloring. Coloring doesn't only mean if you got an extra color like red, even if you do a see-through color, you're also not allowed. Se'if chav gimel, merichat sfatayim b'mishcha, to put on the lips cream. Ein limroach al sfatayim minei mishchot amanos limno ayovesh, ba'afim ha'mishcha b'matzav mokshah ein l'shtamish bo. You're not allowed to put on the lips any sort of creams, even if it's in order to go prevent that there should be dry, there's no difference. You're not allowed to use that on Shabbos. So preventing to be dry has got no problems from refuah on Shabbos. It says in the footnote, because you are a person who is healthy. A healthy person has got no problems to use healing substance on Shabbos if he is 100% well. So if a person has got no problems with his lips yet, but he wants to go and help him, that should prevent it, then he's got no problem from refuah. But you have got a different problem. You've got a problem from using mishcha, you're making it smooth. You got a problem from Mamarech on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use this on Shabbos. Even though if the substance is a solid, you have some sort of lipsticks or you have some sort of ointments which are solid, and you go and just put the solid on your lips, you're also not allowed to use it because you're making this substance to go and smoothen it out on your guf that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Perek Yudzayin Seif Chof Dalet. Merichat Choma Muksha Al Aguf. To go and use a solid substance to go and spread on the body. Ein Nishtamish Petach She Lemeniat Zeah HaOsur Mechome Muksha HaNimrach Al Aguf. That person is not allowed to use deodorant or antiperspirant which is made from a solid substance, because a solid substance one has to go and spread it on the body. To spread on the body has got a problem from memareach. So one's not allowed to go and use any solid substance on Shabbos because you are straightening, you are making it smooth. Same thing is if you've got against Yitushin, you've got some roll which is a solid, and you put it on the body, you're also not allowed to use it because you're making it smooth on the body. You're not allowed to use such things to make it smooth on the body. But if it is liquidy, there's no problem because you've got no problems from smoothing liquid. The only problem is if it is a solid. So if you've got a solid, you have some sort of solid deodorants that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. The same things you're not allowed to use solid against solid substance against Yitushin, against Midgibites, because you're the same problem. It is you are doing memareach, you're smoothening. Mishchak beplastilina. Also, lasachek b'mine plastilina. You're not allowed to use plastilina on Shabbos because when one uses plastilina, what does one do? What makes it smooth and straight. And so you're not allowed to make it smooth and straight on Shabbos. Shimosh b'mishchat nalayim, to go and use shoe polish. Also limroach nalayim b'mishcha mishum isha memarech, mishum isha tzaveh. You're not allowed to use any sort of shoe polish which is thick, which is a solid, because you are smoothing it on the shoes. And you got a problem also from tzaveah because you're coloring it, even if it is natural color, even see-through is also called tzaveah. And you've also got a problem from memareach. You are smoothing it. But gam im mimrach es mishka an analaim ipoidim also lavrika b'shabbos al day shifshut b'mevreshet ad matlit mishum shavrakan nafiz al day haklakat pnei hamishka ve'yesh b'zeh mishum gam mishum tzaveah. Im b'perek a person is not allowed to go and shine the shoes, even if the shoes had polish on before Shabbos, because the shining is made in a way that one makes the substance smooth. That's the way it becomes shiny. Therefore, one's not allowed to go and use any shiner on Shabbos, anything which makes it shining. If you're going to go and do with a mivresh, with a brush, or you do it with a rag, no difference. You're not allowed to go make it shiny on Shabbos. Lein and shifshof na'alayim al dar gabi parzel amanosim na'koysom lipot in the elbow peck is given six. That's what a person wants to use this metal piece which they used to have before the house. And when a person went in bot, in mud, they used to go and clean his shoe with this metal piece. Now the poskim says a problem from mamareach because you're smoothing the sole from the shoe. Now, nowadays, it's not like that. because you're not smoothing it. You're only taking away the mud, and you can't smoothen the shoes because the shoes are made from some sort of substance, which one can't smoothen it more. So really nowadays, there's no problem from that.